Welcome to Q&A with TNK. They've surfed the interwebs. They've contemplated, ruminated, and speculated. They've checked the teletype, and now they're ready to answer your questions. Here are your hosts, Tiffany and Kristen.
Hello, welcome to Q&A.
With TNK, I'm Kristen.
I'm Tiffany. We're trying to squeeze in a quick episode before Kristen has to go pick up her children. Bow, 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 bow. We're going to talk so fast. It's going to be a fast episode. This is around half speed.
Oh my gosh. What's the question?
Our question today.
And Tiffany has a chocolate chip cookie in her mouth.
I have a whole stack of them. Thanks,
are they
Matt,
Chips Ahoy,
for bringing
like Chips Ahoy?
They're like
soft batch.
I think they're like Safeway. They're definitely soft batch of some sort. Oh. They're little tiny softies.
I'm right now detoxing my body.
I am not.
So, I haven't eaten anything but like shakes and protein for the last 3 days, so that looks delicious.
Do your poop smell delicious?
I haven't pooped yet.
Oh, well, there's that.
The detox must not be working well. I'm all really right. Just trying to get my body out unaddicted to sugar.
Oh, okay. Yeah, anyway. That's legit. Okay, oh. That was a nice little segue.
Sorry that you learned about my poop. All right, okay. What's the question?
Our question today is, can you be a good teacher and also be an introvert? Are introverted teachers more likely to burn out than extroverted ones? From Lisa in Oregon. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Okay, tell me, are you an introvert or an extrovert?
I am both. I'm both.
Yeah? Are you?
Well,
I think I am too.
I introvert in the sense of need to be alone to recharge. Yes, 500%. If I don't get alone time, I'm a mess. I can't function if I don't have alone time.
Right.
I do not recharge with other people. Being with other people wears me out.
Me too.
But I'm not shy. I love meeting new people. Mm-hmm. I love being with people, which makes it really hard to then say like, no, I need to stop and have some me time.
Definitely. That would be difficult. So
what about you?
Well, I struggle. I feel like I'm very much an extrovert in other people's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to like put on a good show. I'm a very good actress when it comes to like, take for instance, I have like, I feel like I have two faces, and people have even heard me like I talk differently on the phone. Like when I'm talking to a prospective parent or something for our program, like the way that I speak with people is just different professionally than it is at home or with my friends. So I don't know if that qualifies as like introvert versus extrovert, or if that's just professional versus unprofessional. I don't know. But I mean, you've even seen pieces of this in me where we put on our podcast stuff and I'm a completely different person than I was 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's very much, I don't know. I feel like sometimes I'm an actress.
You've got your own Sasha Fierce.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that is like a very important thing for teachers to have, honestly.
Right. It's like bedside manner almost.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you were thinking of it in medical terms or whatever, it's bedside manner, being able to talk with parents and form those relationships and be a person for them and for those students.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I get home, I'm just drained from putting on that face all day of being that very outgoing person who wants to be around everybody. And then we go home and like, I will not leave my home. I don't want to leave and go back and do anything social anywhere where I have to see people. And I'm much more in my comfort zone when I'm in like doing preschool events, when I'm like the person in charge of creating it, running it. And like, I'm in my game, I'm in my element, but then throw me into any other social situation where I don't really know what's going on and I'm not the one who created it and it's not 100%, like, I'm not comfortable, like, that is really difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Am I an introvert or an extrovert? Am I an introvert that just acts like an extrovert who has learned those types of qualities and personality traits? And, like, am I an introvert that learned those things? Because I had them?
Yeah. What were you like as a kid?
Very shy.
Yeah, same.
Like, I wouldn't even go up to, like, the, we would be at, like, McDonald's.
Yeah. And
I wouldn't even go up to the counter and ask for more ketchup.
Yeah, same.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're terrified.
Very shy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, and same through high school. And then in college, I kind of came out of my shell a little bit. And then, I've just been learning ever since.
Yeah. Got that growth mindset. You can
totally
teach yourself how to have extroverted traits.
I think that it's easier for an extrovert if you're, like, looking at this as a parent-teacher type, in a parent-teacher's type sense, mm-hmm. Being the good teacher if you're an introvert. I think that you definitely have to act. Like, you have to form relationships with those parents in order to have it be a successful school year. Have parents feel like they have some sort of a connection to the school building, to the school,
mm-hmm.
to their child's classroom, to you. And so I think it would be very difficult for a parent to work with an introverted teacher who doesn't talk and is very shy.
Mm-hmm. I think that those are different things, though. I think being introverted and being shy, can you be a shy extrovert? I think that's the hardest one to be, but I think it's possible. Right.
So what is the definition of an introvert, and what's the definition of an extrovert?
I always thought that introvert meant that you need time away from people to recharge, and that extrovert meant you need to be around people to recharge.
Okay.
But if you go by the dictionary definition, introvert just means a shy person.
Oh.
Which I don't know.
So, an introvert is somebody who is more, more concerned about what's happening within than what's happening around them?
Yeah.
Kind of?
Yeah. I think that I'm currently doing some more research, because it's one of those things that you think you know what it means, and then you start thinking about it some more, and there's so many little nuances.
Right. Yeah.
Introverts tend to recharge by spending time alone. They lose energy from being around people for long periods of time, or particularly large crowds. Extroverts, on the other hand, gain energy from other people. Extroverts actually find their energy is sapped when they spend too much time alone. They recharge by being social.
I would be a complete introvert then.
Yeah.
Because it drains me.
School drains you. Yeah.
I enjoy it. I really do. I enjoy being, like, I don't know. I enjoy.
Yeah.
When it comes to work,
it doesn't mean you don't like
things.
Being around people.
Exactly. And I enjoy having people over to our house and, like, having campfires and doing things like that. I enjoy that. I don't enjoy situations where I don't know people well.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to enter into the social situation that's happening,
mm-hmm.
like going to church. That's hard mm-hmm. for me because I don't really know the people that well,
mm-hmm.
and it just feels weird and awkward, and it drains me. And so, yeah. I also don't enjoy going places where I know I'll see people and have to, like, put on my acting teacher face.
Yeah,
when I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Like, because I always feel like I'm working then.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That absolutely makes sense.
Do you think other people out there do the same thing? Or do you think that I'm weird?
No, not at all. I do the same thing. So if you're weird, I'm weird too.
So yeah, according to that, I'm completely an introvert. I recharge by myself.
I think that I know more teachers who are introverts than teachers who are extroverts. Because at the end of the day, one of my good friends is an extrovert teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets so lonely all day at school because she doesn't get to interact with other grown-ups as much as she needs.
Right.
So I kind of wonder if there are a lot of introvert teachers out there.
Totally. Same with like daycare providers. Like in-home family child care providers.
Yeah. Could you imagine being an extrovert?
Oh.
Stuck in your own house? Not getting the social need met by children because you need that need met by adults. That would suck.
That would suck. Here's the deal, though. I did family child care for 10 months, and it was the hardest 10 months of my life because I was alone with the kids. So I feel like you can be an introvert and still there's a need to talk things out with other people.
Yeah. I don't think being an introvert means you have to be alone all the time.
Right.
As somebody who believes she is an introvert, I think it just means that there's a certain point. For me, I know that if I do something with friends every night of a weekend, I'm going to be miserable.
Right.
Like, I have to stagger it. I have to stagger those events.
Right.
Or else I just can't take it.
Yeah. So back to, if you're an introvert and you're a teacher, what are some tips we can give them? I would say, I'm trying to think, it's almost like you have to develop this whole entire character and be that character around parents and families in order to start to build those relationships.
And I don't think that means you need to be that character forever, because I think bringing your authentic self is also important.
Definitely.
But like putting on your putting on your big girl panties for a little while.
Yeah.
Saying like, okay, it's the first 3 weeks of school. I know that talking with all these parents and I'm going to be exhausted and that's going to be okay for these 3 weeks.
Yes.
But I'm going to be available anytime a parent needs me so that I build this relationship now.
Definitely.
So that they know me and then I don't have to worry about it.
Yes.
As I'm like still holding up my big girl panties. I do that every year.
Yeah.
Going to do this open house and then there's the back to school night and then there's the, oh, then I want to get the parent support group started and got to meet with these families that I've never met before. And wears on you, man. But it's so important.
It is so important.
Cost reward analysis.
Mm-hmm.
The reward of wearing yourself out as an introvert is worth the cost.
Right.
No, the cost of wearing yourself is worth the reward of the future relationships.
Totally.
The rest of that question, though, about do introverts burn out faster than extroverts? I don't know.
I think it takes so much more energy to be an introvert and have to be an extrovert.
Mm-hmm.
Because do they have to like succumb to being an introvert at any point in time? Like, or is it introverts who have to force themselves to be extroverts?
Anytime an extrovert is cooking dinner at home alone, they're forcing themselves in that situation. Or like my friend who needs the adult interaction. She's working by herself in a classroom all day.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Either way, you have to come up with strategies.
Right. Well, and here's the deal. I feel like this is kind of one of those where passion meets need meets, what's the other, the third one?
Mm-hmm. Passion meets need meets,
I don't know.
Want?
Where you, where you find what you're really truly good at in life. Mm-hmm. And your
skill. Passion meets need meets skill.
Yeah. And you find what you're meant to do in life, you're not going to burn out.
I think you can.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
If you like go too hard too fast.
Yeah, you gotta space it out.
I've
felt close to burning out and I love this more than anything.
Yeah. I haven't felt that yet. Like a burnout. I felt overstressed many times.
Yeah.
But
overstretched,
Yeah, but not on the point of burnout. I don't know. This is a big question, a big topic to...
It really is.
I don't think I've put enough thought into it beforehand.
What are some strategies for introverts so that they don't burn out as quickly? I have one off the top of my head. Can I go first?
Okay. Yeah, go first.
Take your breaks alone. Take your breaks in the car. Read a book by yourself.
Right.
Don't feel the pressure to go down to the staff room and eat with everybody else. If that can, like, if you've got your lunch break, take your lunch break, man. Use it to recharge.
Definitely. I had one and then I didn't, and then it left my brain. Why does that happen to me?
Are you getting hungry? And maybe it has something to do with this cleanse you're going on.
Okay, what was the one you just said?
I said eat lunch alone. Take time for yourself. Time to be alone.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what mine was. I'll think of it as soon as you start talking again. Do you have another one?
Go to the bathroom more frequently.
Hey, I sit on the toilet to escape.
Yeah, man. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You're doing it all day, probably. But, you know, you got two teachers in the room. Explain, hey, like, I am going to need an extra bathroom break in the morning. I can't make it that long.
Right.
And they'll say, can I have one too? Like, it's not going to be, you know?
Oh, my. I think, oh, here it is. This is what I was going to say. Don't overschedule. Don't overschedule your life in general.
Make that handy rule that parents make for kids that adults seem to never make for themselves. Don't do anything on weeknights.
Yeah, we don't. My family doesn't. Rule.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do it now either because it's too hard.
It is. I hate coming home from work and then having to leave and then go do something. Like, even go to Target or grocery shopping. Like, it's horrible. I just want to be at home with my kids.
Yeah.
So don't overschedule yourself. Even don't overschedule your kids if you're an introvert. Well, and you shouldn't even if you're an extrovert because that's not healthy. It just stresses everybody out. Mm-hmm. That's a whole nother. Mm-hmm. Have we done a podcast on overscheduling lives? Like, overscheduled lives?
I think we've touched on it a couple times.
Okay. I did a perspectives video on it. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is a good one. You should watch it if you haven't.
Yeah. It's on the Explorations Really Learning? Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's like perspectives videos, and that's one of them is overscheduling. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was the one I was going to say. Anything else?
Suggest? I don't know. I think the best thing you can do if you're an introvert is acknowledge that you are an introvert and teach people around you what that means.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that I don't want to go to the weekly happy hour with staff every Tuesday. It means if I'm going to make it through this week, I need this much alone time. Right. So if you want me to come, make it on Saturday.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and here's the other funny thing. I love going to like happy hours with.
I know, me too.
My friends and I love, like, we have a parent book club and we get together and we drink beers or wine and we talk about the book. And I love doing stuff like that. Like, it's so much fun because I actually get to be myself with them and I don't have my teacher, director face on. Yeah, I get to be more of a parent with them and I love doing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe be smart about it and do it on a night that you don't have to go to work the next day.
Right. And things like that, like when I have things like that on the schedule, and it's probably like a getaway thing too for my own family. Like, as a parent, you need a break.
Yeah.
From your own children. And it's very hard to be an introvert too and to have four children because it's always people around.
Yeah.
Always. Even when you're trying to take a shower or go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Always something going on. And so I need those times to get away and go recharge in a different environment with adults.
Totally.
I don't know.
Maybe that would be another thing I'd say, introverts trying to avoid burnout. Make a list of things that you do that recharge you.
Yeah.
Just make a list of them. And maybe you'll think of more, but I think you'll also be surprised how many of those you can do while you're in a classroom full of children.
Mm-hmm. We've done a whole entire webinar, you, me, and Jeff Johnson, burnout.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'll have to look that up.
I think read-alouds, for me, when we're reading stories on the carpet, that's a recharging thing for me. Because it feels like I'm not alone, but it's you're reading a story. It feels like I'm in that world.
Yeah.
And even if the kids are shouting out a million thoughts and ideas about everything that's going on, it's clear that we're all in our own world with this book.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that.
Right.
How are you going to provide opportunities for introverts in your classroom would be another question.
Yeah. Like, how do you, I think, in an early childhood environment, it would be having those cozy corners and those spots where they can escape to just have a spot to themselves and not have other people barging in and all around them. And
I think we should do a whole nother episode on that, because that's a whole nother can of worms.
I think so too.
You being an adult and having an adult lens is different than a child being forced into a room with 20 children.
Right.
Yeah.
Good idea. Okay. We'll write that down.
Well, it's time for
what would you do? Do you have one?
No, I don't have one.
Okay,
right now.
I'll have one.
Okay. Whew. Kristen saves me again.
What would you do? So this, my nephew was doing this the other day. we were camping and he was doing this, but what would you do if one of your little boy students was chasing kids around the playground with his pants down, trying to pee on them? We were camping and my nephew was trying to pee on all my children.
Oh my goodness. That's hilarious.
I was not there. I didn't see it. My husband saw it. I should have asked how he handled it, but
did he laugh really hard?
This is what this question came from him. This, what would you do?
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I would say something like, I can't let you pee on other people. Pee is for, you know, pee isn't a thing we share with other people, just like boogers. Like, if you need to pee, it looks like you do. I can help you go to the toilet. Or maybe we can pee over here where people aren't going to step in it.
Yeah.
That's my, usually when I bring that, because we have a fair share of playground peers.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody always does. Especially out in the country where, like, they just go pee in the woods. What do you mean?
Yeah.
We're in the woods now, so I'm just going to pee here.
Totally.
Usually the comment of, like, hey, I know that we're going to play here, and I don't want to have to sit in your pee to play. And I don't want you to have to sit in other people's pee to play.
Yeah.
They're usually like, oh, yeah. Gross. Like, sitting in pee, other people's pee, that's usually enough to dissuade. The thing that I keep running in my head for this scenario is, like, how do you stop the child who's running and peeing at the same time without getting pee all over yourself? Maybe, like, a gentle hands on shoulders from behind? Like, how do you...
And he couldn't have been running very fast because his pants were around his ankles.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The other kids got out of the way, right?
Yeah, totally. I don't think he'd actually be able to pee on them.
Yeah.
Would you have told the parent?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would still be laughing about it if that
happened. I know. I would be too.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, boy. All right.
If it happened again, I think I would do a thing where, like, well, so-and-so just got pee all over the playground, so we all have to go in now. I think that would also make it not as fun.
Yeah.
If peeing on everyone meant we don't get to play on the playground until it's dry.
Ew. Yeah.
Then, like, we all go in, and then hopefully he learns from that natural consequence.
Right.
That peeing on people isn't as fun as it sounds.
Oh, my gosh. Gross.
Oh, well, Kristen.
Well, Tiffany.
It's been fun. See you next time.
On Q&A with TNK.
This has been Q&A with T and K. Thank you for listening. From serious to silly, Tiffany and Kristen are eager to answer your questions. Just email them to Q for TNK@gmail.com. That's QFORTANDK@gmail.com. We'll be back next week with another episode. Music by Kurt Pearsall, Tiffany's sweet, sweet hubby.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production. Oh.